CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. President Biden and the First Lady were in North Florida this afternoon to look at the damage and the recovery efforts after Hurricane Idalia.
As I told your governor, if there's anything your state needs, I'm ready to mobilize that support. Anything they need related to these storms. Your nation has your back, and we'll be with you until the job is done.
The president's visit comes as we are seeing more images of the devastation in communities along Florida's Big Bend region, where entire structures were wiped off the map. Along Idalia's path, tens of thousands of customers remain without power, and some may be without it for weeks.
Correspondent Christian Benavides. And we're getting word of threats of flash flooding in the Las Vegas area. It has been getting inundated with rain this afternoon. In Hawaii, almost no change in the number of people still listed as missing after those Maui wildfires. That stands at 385. The popular music world is mourning one of its most popular of recent decades.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
It's a rare singer whose sound sums up an entire way of life. Jimmy Buffett's music inspired millions.
Hey, I wonder where they all disappeared.
A statement on his website said Buffett passed away peacefully, surrounded by his family, friends, music, and dogs. He lived his life like a song till the very last breath.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn. And Bill Richardson has died at age 75. Best known as a negotiator of prisoner exchanges with foreign governments, Richardson was also a member of Congress, a governor of New Mexico, energy secretary, and UN ambassador. This being Labor Day weekend, CBS Los Angeles reporter Kara Finstrom checked on one of the major labor conflicts ongoing, the entertainment industry strikes, hurting many others in related fields.
Nurses, hotel and factory workers, and Starbucks baristas, they are amongst the employees who have been raising pickets nationwide. The director of Food for Health tells us the need is great.
A lot of the people were suffering already prior to going on strike through the pandemic. There were people who were struggling. This is the reality that the workers in America face.
Today's effort here expected to be just the first to help feed those striking SAG-AFTRA workers in need.
On the East Coast, a major manhunt continues near Philadelphia for an escaped convicted murderer, KYWTV's Marcela Baeto.
The heavily wooded area has made search efforts more difficult, but residents in Chester County are hoping he's found soon.
I'm confident that they are going to snag him one way or the other.
Average gas price $3.82. This is CBS News.
At Staples, school savings are always in session. From art supplies and essentials to the latest tech, in stock and priced low. School on, save on at your local Staples store.
QS Kids presents
Max Inc. Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
Song.
Makes me feel like $1 million.
I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to hour number 2 of Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media, handcrafted and local from the state of Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. A home for all. Find them online at Weikert-LakePoint.com. And by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. It's right downtown. Great food, great beer, and live music. Go to FullMileBeerCompany.com to see the menu. It is time for a double dip of brand new music from Rain Stern.
You look so good, stop in my tracks. I know that there's a turning back. I bet you match my Zodiac. Come on, let's see. I'd even give a dollar to the mother of the just to let me spend my hours in the air you breathe. I can't remember seeing you before you were the thing I used to justify the way I move. I can't sit still for burning every bit of me. There's something about your energy. I like the we and me for you and you for me. Would you like to see? It doesn't matter if you believe, but I'll believe if you want me to.
truly care that this world needs, you know. People just look beautiful without really being a whole, but you've got both the soul and that physique, yeah. I can see when you smile inside those eyes you've got, girl. I wanted to, so I'll help you to change the whole world together. Yeah, we'll see better weather.
Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. We are local music. Rain Stern, so precarious. Brand new Rain Stern before that. The song is called Zodiac, and it's available right now, I believe, on all of her streaming channels. It's also up on YouTube. The new Rain Stern. Holy cow, what'd you think about that rocker? Sorry, rocker.
That was pretty good, Jimmy. That's off her new debut EP, Welcome Home.
She's been working for a long time on this EP. Rain Stern, originally from New Glarus, Wisconsin. Now she's out in L.A., and she's been working on this EP for like 3 years. And I'm so happy for her that she actually got it out now. It's out for the people. And I can't wait to have a physical copy in my hands.
Yeah, because then we'll have more songs from Rain Stern.
Absolutely. Make sure you follow Rain on all the socials. She's pretty active there. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. His original local music until midnight tonight. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. If you want to call us up and tell us what you're up to tonight, you could also call or text in the Civic Media app. Rocker, you said you had a text to read, or do you still have that in front of you or no?
Oh, yes, I do. Let's pull it up, Jimmy. Let's see. It says, great show tonight so far. Glad to catch the Dark Star buzz down here in Chicago. Speaking of, I'm glad I might have a chance to see more Mackenzie Moore now that she just moved down here. Rock on, Jimmy and Rocker. See you soon, Robert H.
Robert Alstead from Sky Urchin. Thanks for listening, brother. Appreciate that. And Mackenzie Moore did move to Chicago.
Yes.
Wow. Opportunities arise. Maybe Sky Urchin and Mackenzie could do a show together down in the Loop. That'd be cool. Do it Blues Brothers style. So I talked to the legal department here at Civic Media. They're working overtime in the offices back here, Rocker. And they said I can give the score, the final score of the Badger game.
30, was it like 4 out of 5 lawyers at least?
4 out of 5. One of them had hair dye dripping down his cheek.
Oh, no, Jimmy. Yeah. Oh, no.
Wearing big old Coke bottle glasses. 38-17 was your final from Camp Randall today. The Badgers beating up on Buffalo. Rocker's dad's alma mater. Sorry, Pops. Appreciate that.
Well, I hope the Bills go the same way this year.
You know what's really cool? this is really neat. When I came to the studio today, when I got here, Corey was in the ops center over here.
Yeah, tending to the Badgers transmission.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Civic Media airs Badger games. It's really cool. We're on the air. You could hear the Wisconsin Badgers football throughout the year on WRCE in Richland Center, WRJN in Racine, WFHR up in Wisconsin Rapids, and WLAK in Amory. Of course, you can stream it on the Civic Media app. On Wisconsin Rocker.
Yeah. And that's win number one, right? It's the first three games are pretty big here.
Yeah. Good win today. I mean, it's always good to get that first win out of the way. I got to listen to the first three quarters. They looked okay. There was some stumbles, you know, it wasn't a blowout or anything like that, but they played well. They won the game. Next week we go on the road.
Okay.
Out to Washington State. That's a 6:30 kickoff. And you can hear that game across the Civic Media Radio Network. But you probably want to listen to Max Inc. Radio next week anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I was watching out the window, and when the game got over, boy, lots of red shirts walking up the street. And, hey, there's going to be a lot of parking in the ramp. So
soon, yeah. Taste of Madison is still going on. The bands are playing up there.
It is.
Rocker, we still got an action-packed show for the people. What's coming up here, man?
Oh, let's see. We'll be talking to Michelle Braun. She's out in Milwaukee. We'll be talking to her on the phone. Va, va, voom. Rock and roll fundraiser, car and bike show out at the Steel Tank Brewing Company. We'll hear all about all the things happening there. Vivian Riley with Terry Barr coming up. And the Devil's Lair, Sam Lyons, coming out from Milwaukee to play for us live.
Looking forward to seeing Sam. I got Max and Kevy for you tonight at 10 o'clock. Interviews from Karma, Bloody Karma, and Cold Black River. They're both playing Riff Raff Fest in Wausau, Wisconsin. That's next Saturday, the 9th. Hello, Wausau. I wish I could go up to that. But Chad Holmes, thank you, Rocker, is going to be checking in at the Pollock Inn. We're going to get him on the air hopefully next Saturday too to do some live check-ins from the Pollock Inn.
Awesome.
Looking forward to that. In the meantime, I've got new music from Doom Union coming up. I also have a double dip of alternative radio in the not too near future, and brand new Dana Perry. Right now is Dennis Shepherd. He was in the studio last week for an interview. You can hear that interview right now on our podcast page. Just click the Max Inc. radio page at civicmedia.us. Dennis Shepherd now, hearts or hand grenades on Max Inc. Radio.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Pain. I gotta listen with a wide open heart. Lindsay from Sexy Esther, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Civic Media, we are local music. Sexy Esther there from 2012. That's a kind of a flashback. Wow. Now, Mr. Moon.
A throwback.
We were talking about the mamas earlier. How many mamas has Lindsay Evans and Sexy Esther won?
Yeah, they had over quite, the years? quite a run there.
I think the over-under is maybe 14. I don't know, but that's my guess. Accumulative. She probably has a whole buffet of MAMA awards.
Wow, you have to have like you know a separate piece of furniture just for that.
Right, no doubt. Oh, I'm jonesing for a Sexy Esther show too. I know they're trying to get, they have a new drummer. It's only a matter of time, Rocker, we get to see Sexy Esther perform live. Maybe in the Devil's Lair someday, right?
That would be rocking. That would be a lot of fun.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text. We had a call from Scott from Northern Illinois. He's listening down there, enjoying the local music from Wisconsin. And we appreciate Scott listening. Appreciate it. We play a lot of music from Northern Illinois, too. Chicago and Rockford. Mono and Stereo in Rockford. Love that band.
I wonder if Scott is a Packer fan.
Of course he is. Who wouldn't be a Packer? Who would be a Bears fan? Come on. Come on,
well,
man.
Well, maybe like, well, I'm not going to say anything, Jimmy.
You said we got a text.
I don't want to get you in trouble.
Okay.
Yeah, we do. We have a text from a poster says, loving the show. Is there a place to find a playlist of tonight's show? Mm. I'm looking for the name of the woman that sang the song I Was Your Fool or I'm a Fool, something like that. Her first name was Tina, she thinks. She didn't catch last.
Boy, I don't know.
Call was that me. Kelsey Miles?
It could have been Kelsey Miles. Yeah. Last year.
What were the, what no, were that the was last couple
Fool.
Songs?
You're right. Fool. That was Kelsey Miles.
Kelsey
Fool.
Miles.
KelseyMiles.com. And that's a brand new song from Kelsey. You can download it right from her website. That's what I did.
Okay. Perfect. Well, there you go.
Hey, we're going to talk with Michelle Braun. She's going to tell us all about the Va Va Vroom Rock and Roll Fundraiser Car and Bike Show. That's coming up next. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Civic Media, WXCO 98.9 FM, and Max Inc. Radio presents Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau, featuring Karma Bloody Karma, Cold Black River, Clean, Grave Next Door, and Passion Aggression. Wausau, that's rock, and support local music at Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn, presented by WXCO 98.9 FM and Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
There's nothing else like it. The Willie Street Fair, September 16th and 17th on the Near East Side of Madison. 5 live music stages, check. Dozens of food and hundreds of arts and crafts vendors. Yup, family activities, and the one-of-a-kind iconic Willie Street Fair Parade at 11 a.m. on Sunday. Oh, yeah. And sound off at the Civic Media Truth Booth, too. It all benefits the Wilmar Neighborhood Center and Commonwealth Development. The Willie Street Fair, September 16th and 17th, celebrating 46 years of fun on Madison's Near East Side.
It's Labor Day weekend in Wisconsin and, well, I guess across the country. Labor Day is not exclusive to Wisconsin. Trying to be all fancy and stuff. Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Make sure you get the Civic Media app on your phone. You can grab it from the website, civicmedia.us, or at your favorite app store, Rocker.
Thanks, Jimmy. Hey, Va Va Voom, rock and roll, car show, bike show, pinups. It's all kinds of things. It's a fundraiser for Guitars for Vets out in Oconomowoc at the Steel Tank Brewing Company, Sunday, September 10th from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And on the phone with us from Milwaukee, Wisconsin right now, Whammy Events and Music Coordinator and Born member
and rock star
Michelle Braun. Michelle, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
What's up, Michelle?
Hey guys, it's good to be here.
It's great to hear awesome. Your voice. What are you up to tonight? It's such a crazy night here in Madison. What are you up to tonight?
Oh my God, I know. It's just that time of year. It's just there's 17 million things to do in one night. I just got done working and I'm headed to a show over at the Miramar. There's a big kind of the Globe reunion. So a bunch of old school local bands that haven't played together in years. It's Jeff Hamilton's birthday, so I'm headed there.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Tell Jeff the guys at Max Inc. Radio say hi and happy birthday for us, would you?
I absolutely will.
Michelle, now you are one of the organizers of the Va Va Voom Rock and Roll Fundraiser. There seems like there's so much stuff going on. Can you tell us a little bit about this gig and the Steel Tank Brewing Company? And, you know, I ate there once. They have an amazing fish fry.
Oh, their food is absolutely fantastic. And, you know, one of the things that I'm looking forward to the most, unfortunately to say, like, they have a Packer buffet. They're having an $8 Packer party buffet, and I cannot wait because their food is so delicious.
Wow. What's like, on the buffet?
I mean, there's going to be so many other amazing things going on, like the classic car show. We're going to have a classic car and bike show all years, you know, make and models, welcome. There's going to be raffles. You know, people are going to be winning prizes for the best in show for the cars. There's pinup contests where the winner, the number one winner, actually gets her picture hung up in the brewery for a year. She gets to be the brewery babe for a full year, and that includes like a mug club membership with it. And
are they taking pictures like right then and there?
Yeah, we'll have a photographer actually on hand to take picture of the any of the winners of the classic cars, the bikes, and the pinup girls. There's going to be pictures for people to take after the event. They can email the photographer and get these professional photos. So it's really kind of awesome. And all of it is proceeds for Guitars for Vets, which if you guys, I know you guys know who they are, but they do such amazing work with veterans that have PTSD. They put guitars into the hands of these people and they give them free lessons and then they get a guitar when they graduate. And so it's just all for such a fantastic cause too.
And I see that they have a guitar auction because they have these things they call art guitars.
Yeah. So people can donate guitars to the program. And even if it's a guitar that doesn't play, they'll fix it up. And if it's beyond fixing, they have a group of artists that puts their artwork on the guitars, whether that's painting. Some people, you know, do these really elaborate, like structural stuff to the guitar. There was one that had fake mice and cheese.
Nice.
And it's people get really, really unique and creative with it. And then those guitars are actually for sale for people to buy.
Wow. And there's even live music. Tell us about the live music that's happening.
Yes, of course, live music. My passion. These two bands are going to be doing all of the classics, you know, Brett and the Dandies. They do Ritchie Valens, Buddy Holly, Dion and the Belmonts, all your favorite 50s and 60s classics. They do some Stray Cats because you can't go wrong with some Stray Cats. They're yeah. Really, really awesome band. Then Hot Rod Huey and the B-Sides, they are playing from, 2:30 to 5, and they do the Cars, they do Huey Lewis and the News, so it's just going to be a whole day of all these classic hits that everybody loves. And then all of the other stuff that's going on is just, it's going to be a really, really wonderful event.
Now it says here, there's a $5 suggested donation, but who's not going to throw $5, $10, $20 in the pot to help Guitars for Vets out, you know?
Yeah,
I'm sure that's easy to do for sure. So it's at the Steel Tank Brewing Company in Oconomowoc. Sunday, September 10th, starts at 9 o'clock. You're going to be there the whole day, aren't you, Michelle?
Yeah, we are. So the event itself doesn't really start till about 11. You know, we'll have, the place will be open. There'll be the buffet and stuff like that. But we want to kind of get the cars in there early before all the foot traffic comes in. So 9 a.m., we'll have classic cars starting to line up. And we're having Packer parties. We're going all the way to the Packer game, having specials going on, touchdown specials. It's going to be a full day of fun.
You know, Michelle, you know how I found the Steel Tank Brewing Company? I went and played at Summerfest with my band Iron Plow, and Michelle and Guitar for Vets and Whammy were putting on that stage. And on the way home, we were driving home and we were so hungry and we pulled off the road in Oconomowoc to find something to eat. And we were driving around and we couldn't find anything. And we were like, oh no, I mean, it was like Culver's. It was like the last ditch thing we could find. And we were pulling into the Culver's parking lot and we're like, the Steel Tank Brewing Company.
Dun, dun, dun.
And with everything went off and we went over there and we just had an amazing meal after playing Summerfest. So that was, you were kind of helpful in us finding that.
Hey, you know, stars align like that sometimes.
Nice. Michelle, it's wonderful to hear your voice. Thank you so much for the information. The Va Va Vroom Rock and Roll Fundraiser, once again, is Sunday, September 10th, starting at 9 o'clock at the Steel Tank Brewing Company in Oconomowoc. Is there a website, a Facebook event, a phone number? How can people get more information, Michelle?
Yeah, so it is definitely on Facebook and Instagram. Check out those. That's kind of the main spot, but we are on a couple other sites. The Wednesday Night Classics, that's kind of a car show exclusive. So we are on there. My email's on there. People can email me with any questions or if they want to sign up and pre-register for either the pinup contest or the classic car show. We do have pre-registration just to kind of save your spot, but we're open to anybody coming in.
It's an all ages, family-friendly event. It's going to be a great time. And don't forget the donations. The proceeds and the donations goes to Guitars for Vets. You can get more information about Guitars for Vets, a great organization. Guitars4vets.com. Michelle, thank you so much. It's great to hear you. I hope to see you again sometime soon.
Yes, hopefully soon, guys. Take care.
Let's do that.
Bye, Michelle.
Let's do some Marsden now. Tune It Out. Original local music from Wisconsin on Max Inc. Radio Civic Media. We are local music. We'll be right back.
wine,
broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Highway 213 won't take us there, but it'll get us close to where we're headed.
Scott from Northern Illinois listening to Max Inc. Radio inspired me to play some mono and stereo from Rockford, Illinois here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. And it's really cool because mono and stereo, they're coming to Madison next week, Rocker, for Punk's Picnic down at Lake Farm Park. We had Natalie on the phone from Venus and Furs last week talking about Punk's Picnic. You can get that podcast right now on the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you. Rocker, we got brand new music on the way from Milwaukee's very own Alternative Radio. They got a new single out. We're going to hear it for a double dip to kick off the 8 o'clock hour. I'm very excited about it.
Oh, yeah. Those guys rock.
Ton of new music. Plus, I got new music from Candace Griffin in a moment. This is brand new music that was sent into maxincradio.com. John Stanlowski, I think I'm saying his name right. He's in a band, his band called, I'm slipping between screens and I'm lost in my computer. Doom Union is the name of the band. And he sent me this song. He's up in Stevens Point. He works for Aaron Weber Group, moved to Madison.com, selling real estate up there. I told him, I'll play your song if you get 25 people from Stevens Point to tune into Max Inc. Radio tonight.
Wow. Hello, Stevens Point.
Hello, Stevens Point. Thank you for listening. This is brand new music here. It's called Get Gone, Doom Union on Max Inc. Radio Civic Media. We are local music.
These are the days the old books say the whole world's gonna come undone. Oh, these are the times when the tangled lines will either break or turn to dust. Well, honey, I'm gonna pick you up at 5. Blow this town. Before we both lose our minds. We get gone.
That's Doom Union on Max Inc. Radio Civic Media. We are local music. Get gone. Why don't you give me a call right now, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text in the Civic Media app. Let me know what you thought of that song. I thought it was pretty cool. Right now, Candace Griffin, she's at Beer Rock tonight. This is In the Morning, Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Well, I missed you.
Radio for the people. Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington.